News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, the powerhouse station for North Alabama, and the biggest show in the afternoons across North Alabama is indeed this one, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And you can find us also at rightsideradio.org and listen live no matter where you are, where you're taking a trip to on your vacation, wherever the case may be. We are there with you. Just go to rightsideradio.org. And folks, I got to be honest with you. I'm going to open the phones up here, and I want to hear your thoughts on the things I've been talking about in the triple dipper today. I've had the fact that Florida has a new Surgeon General that says we will not operate from a position of fear, whereas Alabama has an unaccountable health officer, and that's kind of interesting. The Biden smokescreen is in full effect, trying to mask the failures left and right, and his poll numbers are in the tank. And then the one that I've been in, and I'm going to finish up a little more on, is the fact that the border chaos leads to more chaos. Copper, what are you saying to me? You got some, oh, yeah.
I'm You're telling you, you, we want, can pitch it right. If we tell the liberals that Mexico is destroying the environment, then they'll be happy to declare war because, you know, we got to save the planet. Plus, then California will get a lot of new coastal real estate. That cartel's solved.
Oh. All right, this is where like I have to go. Okay, as the attorney for the show, I have to issue a disclaimer right now. Copper does not set U.S. policy on war.
Yeah, there's room for that.
Yeah, let's go ahead and say that. But I tell you what, though, I do want to get back to one point, and I see I got somebody on the line already. 866-494 if you want to call. 866-494-9866 if you want to call in. So ask Don to hang on for 1 second, Copper, because I want to finish up a bit of this segment. I'm talking about the chaos being created in other places by the chaos at the border. And I talked about the fact that Haitian migrants are revolting. Well, when you let that many of them get in before you do something about it, then they're emboldened and they're going to start you're going to have things like what happened yesterday with seizing a bus, injuring Customs and Border Patrol officers. You're going to have, you know, the plane that landed in Haiti with some deportations and they took over the plane. And then on top of that, this is not just a border state issue. And Copper, get clip 8 ready, and let me know when you got clip 8 ready. You are ready. Okay, so clip 8, Governor Kemp of Georgia, nowhere on the southern border, our next-door neighbor to the east, Governor Kemp of Georgia said that literally if it's going to be the governors and the states having to deal with this, and we will. Play clip 8.
Georgia National Guard troops down there now. They have been for a long time, and I visited them back at the end of the Trump administration. And what's happening now and what's happened just several months ago in McAllen, Texas, drastically different because the policies have changed. The messaging has changed from the Biden administration, and they need to act. I mean, we're glad to send more troops. But the question to me, as I heard the tape earlier about the apprehensions, what about the people that aren't being apprehended? How many people are coming across undetected? It's the governors that are going to have to deal with those individuals.
Yeah, we struggle to get...
Exactly right. Go ahead and stop there. Exactly right. It's the governors of the various states. And that's why you've got 26, over half of the governors in the United States have jointly signed a letter demanding an opportunity to meet with the president of the United States to say, what gives? What is your plan? Because all of us are having to deal with your stuff. All right, folks, I'm just telling you, the chaos on the southern border is creating chaos in other places. And you've got to see that it's more than just, there's a whole lot of people camped out under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Isn't that interesting? No, it's broader than that. It's the entire length of our border. It's our border policy. It's what it's doing to the other states that are not on the border, to include Alabama. To include Alabama, and that's why Governor Kay Ivey signed that letter to the president saying, we've got to have a meeting with you. We've got to get this straightened out. All right, folks, 866-494-9866. What do you want to talk about? 866-494-9866. Love to hear from you. Had several calls already. I see I got Don from Madison still holding on line 4 about vaccines. Don from Madison. Hey, Phil Williams here on Right Side. How are you today?
Well, Phil, I've followed your show since you began. I've been wanting to call in since then. It was over a year ago when they started the lockdowns, and I contacted Kay Ivey's office, and I was referred to the medical board and wrote to Karen, somebody there, and requested that they knock off the crap. Excuse me.
Okay.
The masks, the lockdowns. I have been following scientists for years, doctors and scientists, about real health And many of these have come out and stood up, but they've all been silenced. They've all been taken off Facebook, Twitter, the media. They've had their lives threatened. Some are dead already. Put out of business. Their licenses revoked. I'm in a twilight zone here. I can't believe what's going on. I've listened to talk radio all my life here, or the last half of it. I used to listen to Rush, listen to Bongino still, Mark Levin. No one is talking about what's going on in this world. What's going on in Australia right now, Paris, Britain.
Yeah.
There have been millions of people in the streets this past year protesting. This whole thing is way beyond the virus, and it was planned long ago. Phil, have you ever heard of Dr. Judy Mikovits?
I've not, Don, but go ahead and wrap it up for me because I can't talk forever on this. So what are you leading to?
Well, I like to do, and the reason I wanted to call you is because I've tried to send information to the government office. I hear nothing. And I know you worked with them, and maybe there's an end way there that you can get them some information. I have much information about the real science, and I'd like to send it to you to begin with. And there have been documentaries made about this. And there, nobody knows about them.
Don, I appreciate it. And, yeah, you are welcome to. In fact, there's a way, if you go to the rightsideradio.org website, there's a way you can email us, and you're welcome to send the – I get people sending me stuff all the time. And if we can look at it and make use of it, we certainly will. But you are right, Don, that what's happening in Australia and what's happening in places in Europe – is certainly getting underreported, and if it weren't for some aspects of it getting through on social media, we wouldn't even know it's happening. But Australia has become an actual, police state at this point, and it's amazing to watch. Don, thank you for the call, and I appreciate you being in the audience. Keep listening to the show, because the things you're talking about are exactly what we're going to be talking about even more in the days to come. That's Don from Madison. Hey, folks, the phone lines are still open, though. 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. What's on your mind? What do you see happening? What do you think about the fact that literally we've got border chaos leading to more chaos? We've got Florida. I'm still boggled by the fact that we are the only state that has no measure of accountability for our state health officer. I think if y'all will go back and look at the various edicts that have been, the proclamations that have come out, the restrictions on society in Alabama, they have all been promulgated by the unelected, unconfirmed, unaccountable state health officer and then pushed forward by the governor. Now, that's still the governor's choice. She could have pushed back had she wanted to, but it's interesting to me the way that came about, that we have a state health officer, the only state in the nation that has a state health officer who is not either appointed by the governor or appointed by a board that is appointed by the governor. And that's really kind of creepy if you get down to it. Okay, I see line four. Looks like a caller that you've planted somewhere in the mix here, Copper. So I'm going to go get line four, Rocky from Madison. Hey, Rocky, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, Phil, love your show.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, I just wanted to answer Copper's question about taking over Mexico. It was a question I had several years ago myself, and I heard someone call and ask that same question to Rush Limbaugh once, and he said the problem with that, doing that, is it would create the largest welfare state in the world.
Point. Good point. Copper, I hope you're taking notes right now.
Yes, you're right.
Can we afford to add that many people to the Medicaid and Medicare rolls? I don't think so. Rocky, good point, man. So you're saying, Rocky, you don't want the 51st state being Mexico, is that right?
Unfortunately, it just wouldn't work. Even with all their natural resources, it just wouldn't work.
And I don't know.
Even
we'd
with
have to
all
change
their oil, it just wouldn't be worth it.
I don't think it would pay off in the end. But hey, Rocky, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you being in the audience. Rocky from Madison. So Copper, are you hearing that?
You're right.
All right. Okay. All right. So we're gonna move past going to war with Mexico again, and just leave it lay. All right. We're done. We're done with the war with Mexico. Hey, folks, 866-494-9866. If you want to call in, I'd love to talk to you. 866-494-9866. What is on your mind right now? We've been talking about a lot of stuff on the show today. My triple dipper today was that Florida is leading from the front on their public health officer who said that we are not going to operate from a position of fear. The Biden smokescreen is in full effect to cover up things that are happening, and the border chaos is leading to more chaos in other places. I can see I got another caller coming in. So, Copper, I see it. Line two, Trey from Madison. Hey, Trey, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hey, Phil. Two quick things. One is they're trying to make Puerto Rico a state, and that would also be a huge welfare state. I thought I'd mention that. But speaking of similar things, again, I know the Haitians all came across Central and South America, you know, to get to Del Rio.
Right.
But how did they get from Haiti to, you know, the mainland?
I have no idea.
That's a pretty expensive thing to do for people who have no money.
You know, I wonder the same thing. Go ahead. Trey, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were saying, finish up your sentence there and I'll jump on it.
Oh, okay. I don't know where you lost me. okay. One was the Puerto Rico thing. If they make Puerto Rico state, you know, that also would be a humongous welfare state. Pretty much everybody there qualifies.
Right.
But the next thing about the Del Rio situation, all the Haitians there?
Yes.
I know they came through Central America to get there, but how did they get from Haiti to Central America? It's not like Haitians can afford a plane ticket. I hate to sound that way, but these are the poorest people on earth almost. Somebody, I think, is arranging for this, setting it up.
Well, I can't help but wonder the same thing, Trey. I mean, that's been a question that I've been asked by multiple people. I even had a conversation the other day with someone who I'm very close to that was a CIA analyst for many years who said that, in her opinion, something's got to be behind this. But the truth be told, I don't know. But now what we do understand is the vast majority of them have already been in Central and South America for, you know, like a period of time, like a year or so. Escaping some of the poverty and natural disasters they've had back home, but nonetheless, they still got there somehow. And you're right. I mean, I'm wondering, was there a boat lift? Did they have regular flights? Is it cheap to fly from Haiti to Central America? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but it boggles the mind. Hey, Trey, thanks for the call. I got somebody else on line five that I'm going to jump to, but Trey, stay in the audience, man. We love having you, Trey from Madison. All right, folks, I'm going to jump over to line five. I got Mike from Huntsville. Hey, Mike, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. What's on your mind?
I'm just concerned about if we already see some of these immigrants that are storming, you know, taking over the plane, buses, what's to stop them all that are sitting on the border right now from storming just on into America? Because we don't have enough resources down there to stop them if they decided to go together and say, all right, let's just force our way in.
I mean, are we going to shoot them? No, I don't think so. I would hope that there would not be a trigger pulled because it would be an international incident that we would never recover from. But I will say this, I think you're right. I mean, I've looked at the large crowds, 15,000 people hunkered down under that border bridge. And what happened if the ripples ran through the crowd that, hey, they're deporting us now. They're going to send us back. What if they all decided to pick up their belongings and just go ahead and rush on through? I don't think we could stop them. Now, we'd round up some, and a lot of them would wind up, you know, getting a mile or two down the road and not know what to do with themselves, and they'd be lost. And then we'd have others that would, you know, suffer some way in the desert regions. And then we'd have others, though, that would just disappear into the communities. And they would make their way north and south and east and west. Well, not south. They've already came from there. And so, Mike, I think you're exactly right. If they really wanted to, they could make life extremely difficult down there for the very few Customs and Border Patrol that we've had to allocate to that that spot. Mike, good call. Good question. All right, folks, we're up against that last break. We're going to take that short break we take. We're going to come back and wrap up the day. If you want to call in, I can probably take one or two more. 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, and live online at rightsideradio.org. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, going to wrap up the day here. I know I got one caller on the line. Hope he's still there. But, Copper, you had, what was that you said a minute ago about socialism? That was crazy.
Yes. So our caller who reminded me that Mexico would have to become a huge welfare state if we, went and conquered them. But this kind of blows my mind at how dumb socialism is. Powerful people who are power hungry literally came up with a way to make conquest unprofitable.
Conquest unprofitable. So you're saying that basically in days of yore, imperialism would go out and conquer new territories in order to enrich themselves, but in this case, you could conquer new territory and literally get poor.
Yes. Through a system they designed in order to become more powerful.
Copper, that is a cogent analysis. That is deep. That is fiscal. That is everything all wrapped up in one. That is unbelievable. It's also, by the way, I do not advocate conquest. Let's just go ahead and say that right up front. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Hey, I think we got a caller on the line. I hope he's still there. Hang on through the break. John from South Carolina. Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. Thanks for listening. What's on your mind? Did we lose him? Copper, did we lose John from South Carolina?
Sorry, I think so.
Rats. I had a caller from South Carolina calling in. Well, daggum. Well, I hope you'll call back. Hey, John, if you're still listening to the show, I'm sorry, man. We got back from the break, and I was going straight to you, and I'm sorry we couldn't make that work, but I hope you'll call back soon. But that is part of the cool aspect of this show, is that we have a show that literally reaches multiple states, and that people are listening. But we know we're also blanketing North Alabama right now. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, it's an honor to have this platform. Every single day I get on here, I kind of almost want to pinch myself. If you had asked me a year ago, hey, Phil, we think you'd have a radio show? What are you talking about? But here we are. And Right Side Radio has taken off. And there's new things developing that I can't talk about yet that we hope to see the opportunities truly expand for Right Side Radio to continue reaching people. And folks, I'm just telling you, it's because we have an audience like you. And if I could say anything of encouragement, just understand this. The fact that the audience has been so responsive to this show is a clear indication that you are not alone. And if you're out there watching the world, like some of you have said today, you're watching the world and you're like the caller we had earlier, I think it was Don from Madison, said, I feel like I live in the Twilight Zone. Well, you're not living in it alone, brother. And I'm telling you right now, this is a world that appears to have so much going crazy, but there are so many people, like the Right Side Ruffians in this audience, who are literally watching it and saying, you know what, not on my watch. I'm getting myself schooled up, and I'm going to be ready to say what I need to say when the time comes. Hey, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. You got the great one, Mark Levin, coming next, and we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great night.